You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
A t-shirt and jeans, mac and cheese. Some things in life are an obvious match, like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services, the number one choice for independent advisors. The difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Learn why at schwabvious.com.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Francis Butler on TRE.
Oh, hello. That was Odessa Bulgar, a traditional Yiddish dance played by Daniel Hope, the violinist. And a Bulgar being a type of klezmer, dancing in group circles, deriving from Central and Eastern Europe, and in this case, as far east as Odessa, which is Ukraine. It has Ashkenazi, Ukrainian, Moldovan, Romanian, Bulgarian origins, weaving a colourful tapestry of different cultures, emerging as one complete whole. It's the sort of thing that makes you grateful for being at an otherwise dull wedding. Daniel Hope, the violinist, was born in Durban in South Africa and studied at the Yehudi Menuhin School and the Royal Academy of Music, too. And he's still relatively young, which I suppose means 50-ish. He's one of the big boys, playing a 1737 Guarneri violin that has an impressive provenance. It was owned and played by the fabled Polish virtuoso violinist Karol Lipinski, rival and friend for a while of the legendary Paganini himself. Now on to a Soviet violinist, Yulian Sitkovetsky, since we're on the subject of Lipinski and Paganini. And I found a rather old recording from the 1950s that nonetheless does little to diminish his dazzling performance. And it's of Paganini's Moto Perpetuo, which was first played by Paganini in 1818 in front of a breathlessly excited audience as a means of throwing the gauntlet at Lipinski, the Polish virtuoso, who, standing impatiently in the wings at the moment it ended, jumped dramatically forward, playing his Caprice in D major without even seeming to have the bow in his hand. The audience was ecstatic. Surely the two of them had made a barter with the devil himself. However, inevitably their friendship collapsed under the strain of their rivalry, and ever after, on being asked who the world's greatest violinist was, which must have been an irritatingly frequent question, Paganini would answer, "I don't know who the greatest is, but Lipinski is certainly the second greatest."
Thank you.
Julian Sitkovetsky, the Soviet violinist born in Kyiv in 1925, playing Paganini and Lipinski on his wonderful violin. And he was one of the great young Soviet musicians of post-war Europe, alongside Richter, Kogan and Rostropovich. And in 1952, he actually came second to Igor Oistrakh at the Queen Elizabeth Music Competition, which caused Yehudi Menuhin to say rather apologetically, David Oistrakh, who was Igor's father, and I were on the jury together, and really Sitkovetsky should have won first prize, but he didn't, Yehudi. Bela Davidovich on the piano there was married to Sitkovetsky at the time these recordings were made, not long before he died tragically young at the age of 32. And at 96, she is still alive somewhere in the United States of America. And their son, Dmitry Sitkovetsky, continues the family tradition, being an extremely successful or even rather eminent violinist and conductor himself. And forward we march, not meaning to bring down the mood, a rather fetching funeral march of a marionette. a little piece originally written for the piano by Charles Gounod, orchestrated a few years later, and known to many people as the theme music for Alfred Hitchcock Presents, the television series. Apparently, Alfred Hitchcock had waited over 30 years before finding a means of using this piece of music, having heard it in the first ever soundtrack to the otherwise silent movie Sunrise, A Song of Two Humans, back in 1927. There's a faux pas story that one evening in the late 19th century in Paris, after an afternoon piano recital by Sir Charles Halley, the Anglo-German pianist and founder, incidentally, of the Halley Orchestra, Charles Gounod approached him at the evening reception in the pianist's honour and accordingly thanked him for the great pleasure the recital had given him. In particular, he had been greatly affected, he said, by Charles Halley's interpretation of the Cantabile passage in one of Beethoven's sonatas, whereby he hummed the relevant passage, adding enthusiastically, "No one, my dear friend, but no one but Halley could have interpreted that in so masterly a way. Even with the eyes shut down, I should have known it was you." At which moment, Madame Gounod came bustling in, saying, "Ah, my dear Monsieur Halley, I am so sorry that we missed your recital this afternoon, but unfortunately we were engaged elsewhere."
Thank you. Talk Radio Europe.
Your voice in Spain.
Francis Butler on TRE.
Well, welcome back. So we had been listening to the Gounod Marche Funèbre d'une Marionnette by Gounod, and Hitchcock indeed might have reminded us of that quirky piece of music by Charles Gounod, but I'm pretty certain that he owed much of his cinematic soundtracks to Richard Wagner as well, in particular the musical background accompanying the more romantic scenes in Vertigo. The music's deeply reminiscent, in my way of thinking, of Tristan and Isolde, and in particular another lead song of his, Trauma, from the song cycle Wessen Dank. Here we're going to hear it sung by the Kansas-born mezzo-soprano Joyce DiDonato.
Nicht in Liebe schon.
Fabulous. That was Joyce DiDonato singing Trauma from Wagner's Wesendonck song cycle, which was so called because he had started a muse-style relationship, which by that I mean clandestine, but nevertheless unfulfilled, with a certain Mathilde Wesendonck, the wife of his wealthy benefactor and patron Otto Wesendonck during his Swiss exile in Zurich. These sorts of dangerous relationships, as well we all know, feed an artist's inspiration. However, Wagner's wife, Mina, having intercepted a letter from her husband to Mathilde, the usual mistake, quickly put a stop to it all, so the inspiration, unfortunately, came to a sudden end. You see, Wagner, by virtue of his fame, was inevitably associated with exciting gossip. Another of his patrons was the extraordinary Princess von Metternich, who had married her uncle, Prince Richard Metternich, thereby making her grandfather her father-in-law, which confused many people. Most famously, she scandalized society in 1892 by allegedly fighting a duel with the Countess Anastasia von Kielmansegg over a dispute about a flower arrangement at an exhibition in the Austrian Imperial Court. As reported in the London edition of the Lady's Realm, Princess Schwarzenberg and Countess Kinski acted as seconds, and it was decided by the Baroness Lubinska, who had studied a little bit of medicine, that in order to avoid any infections to wounds, they would have to fence topless, whilst the male servants would be obliged to turn away. However, so argumentative were the two combatants that before they had even removed their corsets, the Countess had hit Princess Metternich on the nose, who promptly dropped her rapier, screamed, and a cat fight ensued before order was restored by the imperturbable Baroness Lubinska with the dexterous use of her umbrella. the French pianist Tristan Paff playing a piece from Das Album der Fürstenmechanik, the piano album that Wagner dedicated to the extraordinary, extraordinary Princess Metternich. Now, let me take you back to what we were listening to before that piano piece, namely Wagner's song Trauma, sung by Joyce DiDonato. Being an American singer, it should come as no surprise to find that occasionally she feels inclined to, how can I put it, delve into the rather different or the parallel world of American jazz. And her album, Songplay, which was released in 2019, is filled with little gems of hybrid jazz and classical combinations. Lullaby of Birdland by the late songwriter George Shearing being one of them. Interestingly, whether it's coincidental or intentional, bearing in mind she's singing Lullaby of Birdland, Joyce DiDonato comes in after a few bars of Bach's 10th Prelude in D major from the Well-Tempered Clavier, sounding rather like an owl. But then the bird takes flight.
Oh,
Talk Radio Europe.
Your voice in Spain.
Francis Butler on TRE.
Hello again. Well, that was Alban Gerhardt with the Alliage Quintet, of which he is one, playing an arrangement of the prelude from The Gadfly by Shostakovich. And The Gadfly, a best-selling romantic and political novel about the trials and tribulations of an international revolutionary in mid-19th century Italy. And it was written at the turn of the 20th century by the Irish novelist Ethel Voynich, née Boole, who, as a young governess in St. Petersburg, embroiled herself in Russian revolutionary politics before meeting and marrying Polish revolutionary Michael Habdank Wojnicki, whereupon they anglicised their name to Voynich, and founded the Society of Friends of Russian Freedom in London before emigrating to America. She published her book The Gadfly in 1897, although she didn't actually learn of its tremendous success in Russia until 1955, after a visit from an admiring Russian diplomat. It had sold over 2.5 million copies in the USSR, as well as being made into two films. She knew nothing. Shostakovich's musical score, having been written for Alexander Faintsimer's 1955 version. I believe she was paid something like $15,000, delayed royalties or some such figure. So let us listen to Youth from The Gadfly, played by Janine Jansson with Barry Wordsworth and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Youth, a romance from Shostakovich's The Gadfly, played by Dutch violinist Janine Jansen, who strikes a provocative pose on her album cover whilst playing a deeply evocative piece of music, inspiring thoughts of one's youth, even one's childhood. An idyllic scene. I remember the view from my bedroom window, way down the long, verdant garden, through a copse of ancient oak trees and silver birches, onto Bulstrode Park, acres upon acres of farmland, where sheep and cattle grazed untended. The year was 1962, and word got around that a film crew from Pinewood Studios was shooting scenes for a carry-on movie, and so off we all ran, we children, a gaggle of excited, noisy kids, clutching our autograph books until, to our glorious astonishment, we encountered the entire cast of actors taking a break between shoots for Carry On Cabby. That sight of Hattie Jakes in the back of an ancient cabriolet, puffing on a cigarette, sharing a private joke with Sid James, sent my pulse racing. And after very graciously signing my autograph book, Hattie Jakes chucked it over to Liz Fraser with a theatrical flourish. "Oh, look at this," Liz Fraser said. "Who's Frinny Butler?" "That's me," I squeaked in a state of near delirium. "Frinny Butler is no good. Chop him up for firewood. When he's dead, boil his head and make it into gingerbread." "Who wrote that then?" "What, your sister? That's not very nice of her, is it, Frinny?" "Well, there you are. Now go away," she said dismissively. However, having taken back my signed autograph book, I found myself waiting interminably for my sister and her friends as she worked her way through their autograph books, until she quite suddenly raised her eyes and gave me a dreadful, penetrating look and exclaimed, "Well, go on then, buzz off, you little charmer." I've never run as fast as I did that day, and the instant I got home, I sought out my mother. "Mum, what's buzz off, you little charmer mean?" I demanded. I don't remember her answer, her face, yes, but her answer is long since forgotten. And that, for me, is the ineffable sadness evoked by Shostakovich's piece Youth, the inescapable realization that one can never return to find the answer to questions long since asked.
Thank you.
Víkingur Ólafsson on an old-fashioned grand piano, playing an Ave Maria by the Icelandic composer Sigvaldi Kaldalons, who was born in 1881 in Reykjavik, worked and lived as a doctor as well as a writer of Icelandic vocal compositions. And so, I shall leave you and say until next week. And to ensure that we end this session in high spirits, why don't we give our attention to this charmant South Korean singer, Hyuna Yu, accompanied by the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra under the Japanese conductor Shuntaro Sato. A joyful aria from Bach's Wedding Cantata, considered by many to have been written for his very own wedding to Anna Magdalena in 1721. Sich üben in Lieben, to practice sweet courtship, to joyously cuddle, indeed to cultivate love. I send a kiss to each and every one of you who is prepared to take it. Au revoir.
Musical Ramblings with Francis Butler.
Talk Radio Europe.
Your voice in Spain.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this programme, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.
Don't know what to get yourself or that hard-to-shop-for loved one this year? That's easy. Give the gift of Webroot Total Protection, a.k.a. the gift of peace of mind. It's got antivirus, identity protection, VPN, cloud backup, and more, all in one easy-to-use annual subscription. And right now, it's only $50 with Webroot's best deal of the year. Yep, you heard that right. It's literally never been easier to win the holidays. Get 75% off Webroot Total Protection now at www.webroot.com/audio. That's 75% off, but only when you go to www.webroot.com/audio.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.